Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 21 Day Challenge with the No BS Women. I'm Coach Maya this morning. Just going to take a second while we let people join this morning. Just want to make sure Vern is here and I can see you. So Vern, if you could just let me know so I can make sure I'm seeing your comments live. Good morning, Lauren Milano. I see that some people are in. Vern, if you could just give me a note in the filters to let me know I can see you there, that would be great. Hi, Charlene. Hi, Betty. Hi, Meredith. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Labor Day, everyone. Just so you know, Vern, I do not see you in filters, but I'm just going to go for it. And if for some reason we're not able to catch up that way, we will figure it out. So if you have questions, I'm going to try and stay focused in the filter channel where our community member Vern Rouser is there taking your comments. And to all of you that are in the chat this morning, I am going to mostly focus on questions in the chat that Vern is going to go in there and look for and shoot them to me so I can answer them. But as people are coming in and saying good morning, I will get started. I'd like to just introduce myself. I'm Coach Maya. Hi, Vern. I see you there. Thank you. I am Coach Maya, and I am the coach that you can normally find in the Ask Coaches area of the website. And I'm here today to share with you how I get back to my best after eating plans, eating foods that I don't normally have on my list. So Corinne calls those the best foods. So as you know, thank you, Jamie, on my yellow shirt. I appreciate it. As you know, Corinne thinks there are no bad foods. They're all good foods. And so for many of you that don't know, I am a born entertainer. So I entertain a lot. And so on my journey, it was a really challenging process to sort of trade up from that good to best list. And so we have a big event every Labor Day. Usually all our friends are here. We usually have about 20 people for the weekend. Due to circumstances in the world, we had 7 this weekend. But in my group of friends, we have vegans, we have carnivores, we have people that eat no carb, we have people that eat only carbs. We have sometimes vegetarians and sometimes just plain divas that maybe depending on the season are going to be a vegetarian one year and a keto person the next. So we're always having to switch up the menu. And as I was starting to try new foods in my life, entertaining became really difficult for me. I was of the generation of add butter and it's better. And that always sort of got me through big events. I could always add fat and cheese and make anything taste better. And as I started to want to make better food choices, entertaining became really difficult for me. And I am so proud of how I've learned to get back to the basics after a big weekend. So I actually wanted to very much take today because this is a big day for me. The Monday of Labor Day after I've had a big weekend of eating good foods. And for some of you that want to know what's on my good food list, it's double stuffed Oreos, pizza. We happen to have a pizza oven, so we make homemade wood fire pizzas. And I don't usually eat sugar and flour because those things impact my body. And as you know, I struggle from a lot of chronic pain. So I really stay away from those things. But I did plan those things this weekend. So I had pizza, I had a shot of tequila, I had some red wine, I had double stuffed Oreos, I had some chips that I don't normally have. And so I'm really feeling it. And I also noticed as I was starting on this journey that I didn't really care for getting back on the horse after the weekend was over. I don't know if any of you can relate to that, but it seems like the salad I was eating last week tastes a little less desirable after a weekend of eating my good foods. Can anyone relate to that at all? I struggled getting back on the horse. And so what I started doing was really strategizing and setting myself up for success. And the way I did that is I really stacked the deck the week after a weekend off. So this weekend, as I just said, I had a lot of double stuffed Oreos, the chocolate ones and the vanilla ones. I had them both. I prefer chocolate. I had really amazing pizza. It was so good. what I'm doing now is I really focus on the basics. What does that mean to me? I make sure my water is prepped and ready and accessible everywhere I go. When I'm trying to get back to my best, I have water everywhere around my house. I don't make it an option. I make it a priority and I make sure it's everywhere I can get it. I'm never thirsty. I know to get back to my best, I have to focus on getting my basics solid. The way that I do that is I pick one basic every single day to focus on. So for all of you, at about 5 minutes and 30 seconds in here, I'm going to tell you what our call to action is. I want you to look at your food plan for the rest of the week and identify one basic and how to make a basic easy for tomorrow. For me, that is water. I'm going to make sure I get all my water in and I am going to focus on it. So that's the way I start to take it in stride. For any of you that listened to me the other day, I have sheet pan fajitas planned for Wednesday because I know that I want those. And I know that I'm going to look forward to it. I'm not going to be tempted to go through a drive-thru because I have my grocery list for re-entry already done. When I'm planning for my party, I plan my re-entry grocery list too, so that I have that ready to go and I can just jump in. I don't have to wait till all my guests leave, the kitchen's clean, I'm tired and hungry, and then I'm just gonna eat the leftovers. Nope, I get rid of all the leftovers. As soon as everyone leaves, they're gone. So I know my week is prepped. My water is on point for today and tomorrow. Tuesday, my groceries are planned. So I just go first thing in the morning after my workout, I pick up my groceries. Wednesday, you know, I've got my sheet pan fajitas planned. Thursday, I have cauliflower crust for my pizza. I have a whole week planned and ready to launch in and knock it out of the park because I don't give myself error. I don't give myself room for error. Okay, Natalie, great question. I'm struggling with accepting that weight loss can happen with good. I love this question so much because, Natalie, I never in my life chose from the best list. Vegetables, the only vegetables I ever ate in my life with consistency were potatoes, corn, maybe some green beans, maybe other things that would have cheese on them. That was it. And now I absolutely love vegetables. One of my favorite things, one of my early accountability partners, Jen Saya, taught me to use peppers and put cream cheese on them. And I started shaking everything but the bagel salt on them. So that's one of my no sugar, no flour snacks that I love. I love salt. I love fat. It keeps me full. So that to me is a way to incorporate things I didn't love with some things I do, like fat and salt. So you've got to find the things that work for you. So Natalie, when you look at your good list, try and level that one thing up. So I love pizza. Pizza is not on my best list, but I did have it this weekend. Flour, cheese, the whole thing. I'm going to have pizza again on Thursday, except for this time I'm going to have cauliflower in my crust. I'm leveling that up a little bit this week. I don't try to go from eating pizza and Oreos to eating carrot sticks with no dressing. I never do that. I actually increase my fat and salt a little bit after I've had those things because I want to feel good about it. I want to feel like I'm looking forward to it. I don't want to go from pizza and Oreos to eating, having water and twigs. I'm ready to eat some food. Good morning, everybody. I love that you're all saying good morning. Susan, sheet pan fajitas. Go into Pinterest, type in sheet pan fajitas. Actually, in the chat from my live the other day, there's a great recipe, so you can take a look at that. Christina, you want to focus on sleeping as your basic. So great. So what I do for my sleeping is I have a sleep routine. So guess what? On Monday and Tuesday, tonight and tomorrow, I have my best pajamas washed already. I have clean sheets on my bed. I have a sleep routine, something that makes me look forward to going to bed. I have a cup of tea in the evening. As soon as I close my kitchen, which I close every night at 7 o'clock, guess what? I have a cup of tea. On the nights that I'm really wanting my sleep routine, maybe I have a little sleepy time tea. Maybe I have something a little special. I make it something that's really enjoyable, something I really want to look forward to. And a sleep routine is a great way to do that. Start setting a timer. You know, the best thing to help me go to sleep? I used to be one of those Bravo people that would be up all night watching all of the reruns, catching anything that I didn't get, watching Andy in the clubhouse later. And now I never catch those things because I get up and exercise in the morning. I never, ever, ever thought that I would do that. But the best way to get me to go to sleep at night was to start getting up early. So that's the way I strategized my way into waking up earlier. It took about a week and then I felt great and I love it. And it shifted me, my protocols to align with my goals. Christina, you are also looking to get back into good sleep. I think that sleep is absolutely, is key. And like I said the other day, you know, Corinne always tells us the basics are tools to support us. So when we are sleeping well, we are well hydrated, we are planning our food, eating to our plus two becomes so much simpler because we're not confusing hunger with thirst. We're not confusing hunger with tired. We're not confusing all those things. All those signals have to be maintained and taken care of. So you want to make sure your tools are charged. Are you fully hydrated? Are you fully sleeping? Are you fully rested? You want to make sure that your tools in your toolbox are charged. Let's see, Natalie, you're struggling with accepting good and better foods will get you to goal. You're less than 10 pounds away and finding that you have to be pretty restrictive to lose. Natalie, you know what might be coming into play now? I found that I needed to recalibrate about every 10 to 15 pounds that I lost. I needed to tune into my hunger scale a little bit. And so recalibrating your hunger scale can be like the Kathy method where you're testing how hungry you really are. It could also be time to maybe change up some of the foods. So when you're eating good foods and you're eating less, maybe you're starting to want to have a little bit more nutrient-rich proteins or nutrient-rich vegetables and start changing your choices up as you're recalibrating your plus two. So keep playing around with the good list and the best list. Don't do it all at once. Pick one thing and keep it easy. Mary, you're having trouble with consistency with weight loss goals, the four basic and committing to the basics. So here's the thing, guys, being committed to the basics is just like being committed to brushing your teeth. It's just like being committed to making your bed in the morning. There's things that make your life easier. It's like cleaning your kitchen at night or cleaning your kitchen in the morning. The basics are just a way to support you. They're not another task on top of an already overloaded list of tasks. That's, if you're thinking about it that way, stop immediately. What you need to be thinking about is how can I best support myself so that the best version of me is making choices to get to the goals that the best version of me has determined are important. So how about we support that best version with committing to the basics every day. Drink your water, get your sleep, make a plan. So as we are all getting back from a weekend of maybe indulgence, maybe just resting, maybe meeting with some friends, maybe it's back to school. As you're looking to get recharged, it's the beginning of September. For me, that's always been almost like a New Year's. Back to school, back to me. That's how I think of it. And it's sort of like a New Year's for me. So how do you want to commit to the basics? What is one basic you're going to focus on that you can commit to tomorrow to make getting back to your best easy? Take a look at your food list. If you want to go into the replays on the website and check out good, better, best foods, Corinne does a great job of talking through those. And take a look at your good and best foods and see if you want to maybe level some of those up. Okay, Kelsey, it looks like We have a question. How do I level up on foods? I look at my daily plan and try to think of what I would do, and typically have a hard time thinking of ideas. Kelsey, have you heard of the Foodies group? If you haven't, do not stop. Go there. Michelle Fox is an amazing coordinator in that group, and there are so many great recipes. So as you're looking at level ups, here's what I used to do, Kelsey. I used to watch the Food Channel basically all day long, and every recipe that would come on there, I would think, how could I make that more delicious? How could I add to that? How could I make it cheesier or more buttery? Now what I do is, how do I level it up? How do I make it more on protocol for me? What feels really good in my body? I know after I've been eating flour and sugar, it takes me about 3 or 4 days of making sure that's all eliminated out of my body. The way I do that is I hydrate the heck out of myself. I drink water. I drink about 120 ounces of water a day. I'm a tall girl. I'm 5'10 and a half. So, you know, I drink a lot of water. When I'm trying to flush my system out of Oreos and pizza, I drink even more water. I just want it out because I knew as soon as I'm back to my good foods, I'm going to feel, or my best foods, I'm going to feel better. So let's see. So Kelsey, I would check out the Foodies group. I would take a look at your current plan and think, how could I just make this slightly better? How could I improve this a little bit? Is it adding another vegetable to the mix, trying a new vegetable every week? I have tried vegetables I never would have entertained putting in my basket at the grocery store. I now seek them out and love them, and I can't believe it because my taste has changed. I used to be saturated with Big Macs, and now I like vegetables, and I can't believe it even as I'm saying it. So let's see. Adrian, my food is already clean and nothing out of a box. How do I level up? My food's pretty much clean all the time too, Kelsey. Adrian. My food is pretty clean too. And so that's what I mean, what I just said, like add in a couple other vegetables, maybe make it a little bit more exciting. I noticed I eat rice. I switched to brown rice a little while ago. So even if we order Mexican, I cook my own brown rice beforehand. It just keeps me full longer. It makes me feel satisfied. So I do things like that where I substitute just a little bit of a change. Let's see, sheet pan cooking. We've got lots of people talking about sheet pan fajitas. They are no joke my favorite. I love them. And I often put them in the oven with just a little olive oil, a little fajita seasoning, and whatever vegetables are left in the fridge, I bake them up that way, and I make fajitas. So, Vern, it looks like we've got all of the questions answered. Does anybody have any additional questions before I tune out? Remember, the call to action today is identify one way that you can choose from your best list and hit your basics. So focus on getting your basics down. They are tools. They are not your enemy. We want them. They support us to make our best choices. So how can you focus on getting something from the best list today? How can you focus on your basics and knock them out of the park? Mine is water today. So I will be drinking. And tomorrow I will be picking up my groceries that have already been ordered and launch me into Labor Day week. So thank you for joining me. And it's so great to be able to see all your comments. And thank you all for your nice comments. And I will see you in Ask Coaches. I'll be back in there tomorrow. Thank you, everyone.